I'm Dan Klefstad. Illinois lawmakers are considering whether parents should be allowed to keep their children from participating in active shooter drills at school. Olivia Mitchell has more.
Illinois law requires schools to prepare for active shooters, but one lawmaker wants parents to have a say in whether their children are exposed to what can be a traumatic drill. State Senator Scott Bennett, a Democrat from Champaign, says he's not against active shooter training, but Bennett says it should be conducted with more sensitivity.
Certain schools using outside vendors that come in and do the simulations are using mask intruders. They're firing blanks and sometimes even rubber projectiles. Of course, that's going to be traumatic to a young child who often can't tell the difference between a simulation and a real event.
Under current law, only school administrators and support personnel have the power to spare students from actively participating in the drills. I'm Olivia Mitchell.
Public health officials are encouraging people to prepare for the possibility that the coronavirus will spread locally. Julie Pride is administrator with the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District and a member of the state's Board of Health. Pride says in the event people are exposed to the coronavirus, they need to be prepared to stay home for an extended period. She advises everyone who's able to stock up on enough food, liquids, and medications to last 2 to 3 weeks.
Let's just say, should you get sick and need to be in there for a couple of weeks, we don't want you to have to go out to Walgreens or somewhere to get Advil because you forgot it, because then you risk exposing other people. If you're sick and you don't need to be in the hospital, we want you in your home.
Pride says 80% of people in China who got the disease COVID-19 were able to recover without medical intervention. She says it's best to keep people out of the hospital whenever possible to free up space for others with serious or life-threatening illness. The Illinois EPA is worried about the environmental damage caused by discarded vaping devices. A three-member team at the state agency is working on ways to prevent toxic materials in used e-cigarettes and vaping pens from polluting the environment and damaging human health. And environmental groups in Illinois and Indiana are suing in hopes of forcing the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to complete a review that could designate lake sturgeon as a federally endangered species. Lake sturgeon are prehistoric fish that have been reduced to extremely low levels by pollution, overfishing, and habitat destruction. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Farmers will have to make decisions soon about crop insurance, and a new tool from the University of Illinois might help. Harvest Public Media's Dana Cronin has more.
The crop insurance calculator allows farmers to enter their state, county, crop, and other farm information, and it spits out different premiums. Gary Schnitke is a professor at the U of I and helped develop the calculator. He says crop insurance is important, especially in these uncertain times.
Crop insurance provides a backstop when you're not getting the yield because of some sort of drought or wet weather. So it provides protection to the farmer.
Schnitke says the calculator is based on a spreadsheet his team has kept for years. He also says premiums this year are generally lower than last year. The crop insurance decision deadline for farmers is March 15th. Dana Cronin, Harvest Public Media.
And that crop insurance calculator is available online. It's at farmdoc, that's farmdoc.illinois.edu. A proposal in Indiana that would ban drivers from using handheld cell phones appears to be on its way to becoming law. The Indiana Senate voted last week in favor of the bill. Supporters say it's aimed at making roadways safer by combating distracted driving. House members last month endorsed a similar version of the bill that would permit cell phone use only with hands-free or voice-operated technology, except in emergencies. The bill's sponsor says 21 other states have similar laws and have seen reductions in the number of crashes. The ban now goes to Governor Holcomb.